D.C. now recording its first West Nile virus death. Health officials also report another district resident hospitalized with West Nile virus. Maryland officials earlier reported that state's first death from the virus. That was a week ago. No deaths reported so far in Virginia. Officials say the early spring and the hot summer may be responsible for a record number of cases of West Nile virus across the country.
Obviously a huge issue for humans, but can West Nile virus affect your pets? It's time for Dr. Katie Nelson, our own Dr. Paws, who's here in the studio with us live. Thanks for coming back to talk to us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me today.
So lots of folks are becoming exposed now to West Nile virus through mosquito bites.
Including my own father.
Yeah, you have firsthand knowledge.
My own father 7 years ago was diagnosed, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, so it's obviously a very dangerous and can be debilitating and even deadly virus. For folks who have pets, I guess the first question is, can your pet get West Nile virus?
Well, and there is good news. The answer is yes, but the good news is that in cats, they actually do show some signs of the disease, but they're generally self-limiting. It's almost like flu-like symptoms. So fever, malaise, lethargy, maybe a little inappetence, but it usually only lasts for about 6 or 7 days, and then they're able to sort of clear the virus from their system. They'll still show that they have antibodies against it, but they don't actually have a huge viral load.
Hmm.
Dogs can carry the virus. They can have the virus, but we so far have not had any dogs that have actually shown signs of West Nile virus, but they can have a heavy viral load. And so, you know, if you want to get technical, then a mosquito could potentially bite a dog that has a high viral load and then go and bite a person after that. And that mosquito then has the virus in it. So technically they can sort of spread the virus, but you're not going to get West Nile virus from your dog or from your cat. So that's the good news. And if your dog or cat does get it, they're not really going to get that sick with it.
Hmm. Obviously, we're doing everything we can to avoid mosquito bites. What can you do to help out your pets?
Well, basically, we're going to need to do around the same type of things that we do for ourselves. You're going to want to have some sort of mosquito prevention for your pets. There are a lot of the flea and tick preventatives that actually do have mosquito protection in them. And then there are some pet-specific mosquito repellents as well. So you can look those up online. You can find those and just make sure that they're safe for your pets.
Is it a good idea to use the all-inclusive, or should you use two separate items, the mosquito thing separately from the flea and tick?
I would say it's probably going to depend on where you live and how heavy the mosquito load is. Mm-hmm. I know I can like literally bathe myself in deep woods off and I'm still going to get
right.
get bitten. So it may be that if your area is really endemic with mosquitoes, you're going to need to double up. But a lot of times the flea and tick preventions will protect your pets well enough.
Now, your family's been dealing with West Nile virus. How's your dad doing now?
Well, you know, he's actually now a lot better, but he actually had to deal with an autoimmune condition created by West Nile virus and has been on and off of medication for over 7 years with it. So
Wow. It
really, truly is a horrible disease. And, you know, make sure everybody out there, you protect yourself as well as your family.
Get rid of all that standing water that's
yes,
in your yard.
Yes, absolutely. There's some great companies out there that do that for you now, too. So.
All right. Thank you so much, Katie.
Yeah.
Dr. Katie Nelson, our own Dr. Paws here on WTOP.